This election year, some savvy political donors will get a little something extra for their contribution, a tax deduction. In a few cases, this is perfectly legal. In others, however, the legality is questionable at best. All this is thanks to lax oversight, loopholes, and believe it or not, a single paragraph tucked into the 2,000-page federal budget passed late last year. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
When the federal budget was passed by the U.S. House a few weeks ago, Republican Paul Ryan seemed downright breathless, rattling off his executive summary.
We're increasing military spending. We're tightening security requirements under the nation's visa waiver program.
Then the newly minted Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives said this.
We are freezing most IRS operations and stopping the IRS from suppressing civic participation in 501c4 organizations.
For the next fiscal year, the election basically, the federal budget prohibits the IRS from issuing, revising, or finalizing any regulation to determine if a social welfare group, a 501c4 in other words, is playing by the rules. It makes it easier for political groups to form C4s, and this is the important part for this story, it stops the IRS from finalizing a definition. Lisa Gilbert is a director with the watchdog group Public Citizen.
It was a rule that we were hoping would apply across all entities, all 501c's, to define political activity.
Note she said all the 501c's. This means not just the C4s we've been talking about so far. It also includes C3s, groups like charities and churches. And the liberal-leaning Public Citizen wasn't alone in this quest for clarity.
So we've worked with groups like evangelical Christians who want to more clearly understand what folks who stand at the pulpit can say, and other interesting entities like that.
Both 501c3s and C4s can take unlimited amounts of money and keep their donor lists secret. For years, 501c3s have held a coveted spot in the world of nonprofits, says Larry Noble, general counsel at the Nonpartisan Campaign Legal Center.
Contributions to the organization are tax deductible by the donor. So that's, in a sense, the highest level of charitable organization.
These are groups like churches, but also the Red Cross, Boys and Girls Clubs, and yes, this public radio station you're listening to right now. The IRS isn't in the business of subsidizing political activity, so C3s aren't supposed to do any. These charitable organizations can take part in some nonpartisan election activity, like supporting ballot initiatives and doing voter registration. And the IRS has a facts and circumstance test to determine if a group has gone too far.
Basically, a ruling that lists 11 facts and circumstances they could look at to decide if something is political.
It sounds robust. But Noble says it's kind of a mess.
And this is one of my favorite parts of it. It says at the end that you may have all or none of these factors and be considered political or not political.
How's that for clarity? Add to that the 2010 Citizens United case, which flipped campaign finance laws on their heads, and an IRS clause that allows 501c3s to spend up to $1 million on lobbying and issue advocacy, and you end up with ads like this.
Who's behind the attacks on Kay Hagan? Oil industry billionaires, that's who.
So far this year, we've been spared from the political ad bonanza that is sure to come. This is from the 2014 U.S. Senate fight between Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis. Officially, it's an issue ad about clean air.
Thanks, Senator Hagan, for fighting for common sense air quality protections.
The Southern Alliance for Clean Energy ran the ad at a cost of just under $1 million. Stephen Spaulding, the group's executive director, made it clear how it was paid for.
These ads are done under the 501c3 because they're not explicit advocacy in an electoral sense for the candidate.
Translation, they didn't say vote for Kay Hagan. And the donors for this ad got the same tax deduction they would have received if they had given to the Pediatric Cancer Foundation. There's another way these groups can get their money into politics, says Republican political consultant Larry Shaheen.
The 501c3 money can go to 501c4 activities if they give it to the 501c4.
Why would they do that? Simple. C4s can delve right into political activity. But they can't give their donors tax deductions. C3s can. Officially, that money from a C3 still shouldn't be used for political activity. But Larry Noble says there are other ways a C3 can effectively subsidize the activities of a C4.
If the C3 pays for the rent and the overhead of the C4, it frees up money for the C4 to be used for political activity, and that's a problem.
A problem the IRS is not likely to catch.
You know, is that audited? Probably not that often. Is the IRS aggressive about it? Not these days.
And these days, groups like the NRA, the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and many others all have C3s and C4s under their control. And even if a group is audited, since the IRS is barred from issuing that definition this year, the chances of being caught are slim. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.